Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is National Service is a Source of Pride and Honor. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the Almighty, the Most Powerful, the Most Glorious, who has made the act of defense of one's homeland a noble deed. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, who is alone without partner, and who is the Almighty in strength. And I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the servant of Allah and his messenger, and that he was the bravest of all men. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow them in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For verily he says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu usbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. O you who believe, be patient, patiently endure, remain stationed in such patience, and have taqwa of Allah in order that you may be successful. O believers, it is natural for a person to feel connected to his homeland and to be connected to the place in which he grew up, the place in which his family resides, the place in which his loved ones are, his broader community, his friends, where his memories and achievements are recorded, where he was able to fulfill his hopes and ambitions, and where he can establish himself with regards to the future. And so this is the many ways, brothers and sisters, that we become associated with our homelands, and that we come to identify with them, and that in accordance we take pride in defending their accomplishments and symbols. And it's for this reason that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recognizing this innateness of attachment to one's homeland, also embodied for us the nature of what it means to protect one's homeland by being from the very first of those to do so when an opportunity arose. And so we find that when the people of Medina, the first Islamic nation that was established and was seeking to uphold the principles of Islam, when this place at this time at night, at a time at night, when the people of Medina were alarmed because of a sound, then when they came out of their homes, they found none other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming back, who had already preceded them and was returning after investigating the place for the sound and ensuring the safety of his people. And he was the one to calm them by saying, Lam tura'u, lam tura'u. Do not be afraid, do not be afraid. Brothers and sisters, if we reflect on this immense act of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the first of the people to seek to protect his people, to seek to protect his homeland, and was also of those to assure them that there is no need to have fear and alarm, to give them a sense of security, then we can understand, in reflecting on his courage and his bravery and the speed and initiative by which he was the first of those to protect his homeland, that this is something praiseworthy in religion. This is something commendable. This is something that a person should do in emulation of the best of examples. And so the act of enrolling in national service to defend one's homeland, especially if the homeland is a homeland of the Muslims, to defend those who are weak, to defend those who are needy, to allow for safety and security, is in following of this example. For this is the means by which people maintain stability and peace and security. This is the means by which nations are preserved. So we say to the fathers and those whose sons have joined national service that this is something commendable, as well as the sons to be congratulated. For this act of joining the national service is something noble, and it's virtuous, and it's elevated. Because what people are doing thereby is seeking the means to protect their land, to protect the religion on the land, to allow people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect people's honor, to protect people's property. And this is a means of allowing for the edifice of unity to be maintained, and sanctity and security to be maintained. And we can understand this importance also by another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, "Ribatu yawmin fi sabilillah khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma 'alayha." That a day in ribat, and ribat here is a state of keeping watch, watchful guard. Because a lot of the murabitun, those who would be in watchtowers, often at the gates of the city to ensure that no attackers are coming. And this idea of being at the forefront to be watchful and to be keeping guard of your people, if someone does this, hey, fi sabilillah, not just for any other reason, but for the sake of Allah, to preserve people for the sake of Allah, to help serve and preserve people's religion for the sake of Allah. If someone does that, then it's khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma 'alayha. Then it's better than the world and everything in it. So brothers and sisters, we should reflect upon this. And also reflect upon the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, "Al-mu'minu al-qawiyyu khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi min al-mu'min al-da'if." That the believer who is strong is better and more beloved to Allah than the believer who is weak. وَفِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. And there's good in both of them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alluding to how strength in all affairs, strength in our physical strength, obviously, strength in mental ability, strength in spiritual ability. The more a believer can become holistically strong, then he is someone who is ahabbu ilallahi. He's more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the one who's not strengthening himself. And from this comes this also strengthening oneself with the means to be people who can defend your nation. Even though there is good in every believer, but then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued this hadith by saying, ihris ala ma yanfa'uk wasta'in billahi wa la ta'jis. And so strive for that which will benefit you. Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not be helpless. We are not people, as believers, we are not people who give up. We are not people who despair. We are not people who think we will be helpless, because we seek help through Allah. Wasta'in billah, seek your help through Allah, which entails first and foremost strengthening your attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, strengthening your faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and striving in that regards. So we seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fulfilling our duties. And from these duties are those who answer to the call of duty by joining the national service. And this can become a means of great reward for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when one makes the intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the means to serve his nation, the broader nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to serve our nations, our homelands, and to serve the Muslims, and ultimately serve the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of service. May he make us people who in the khidmah, in their service, attain unto the highest of ranks. وَمَا ذَعْلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. Because this is not something difficult for Allah. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.